Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Yeah, well, I read a story from the cover of the Irish Examiner today that really upset me, and I think most right-minded souls listening, about Gardaí and Cork, who are aware of an alleged incident in which a group of teenagers force-fed twigs to a boy with special needs and forced him to expose himself. And of course, on it went to bloody Facebook. And of course, they said it could not comment on individual cases, but it will remove graphic images when they are shared for sadistic pleasure or to celebrate or glorify violence. So, as I say, good luck with that. But that struck Martha has been particularly brutal and upsetting. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Ryan. It's lovely to speak to you.
And likewise. I mean, my blood boiled when I read that story, yeah. and you probably felt the same way.
Absolutely. I have a nephew with special needs, and it's very upsetting that the vulnerable in society can be treated this way.
Yeah, yeah. And what part of the story is it that you want to talk to me about?
Well, in particular, I was struck with the part about the match attacks, because, in fact, this morning my dad sent my 7-year-old son post with 2 packs of match attacks, and I know how excited the boys are when they get them. And in the latter part of the story, when you were talking about the shopkeeper and the little boy, the boy was only going in to get his match attacks.
Yeah.
It just struck a chord with me, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit and see if we could invite your listeners to do something around match attacks for this boy.
Well, I've seen the power of match attacks on the toy show. And I know that these cards are much sought after in a way that we used to collect them, bubblegum cards when we were kids and so on. And this young fellow he's 14 with autism, and, you know, it seems, according to the article, that he was a regular at a particular shop to get his match attack football cards. So what would you like to do, Martha?
Well, I was wondering if we could invite your listeners to maybe do a lovely act of kindness where we send match attacks to the boy, to the shop, for the shopkeeper to deliver to the boy. I'm not sure the practicalities around it, but I was just wondering if that could be done.
Well, why don't we ask the shopkeeper? John Collins, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
This is your shop, is it, we're talking about?
It is indeed, yeah.
Okay.
Just around the corner from where the young guy lives. Yeah.
We won't mention him by name, but tell us what a little bit about him.
Well, as you've already referred, he has autism and has been coming to my shop, which is a Mace convenience store in Carrigaline, for the last, I suppose, 5 or 6 years. And on a weekly basis, he comes in to buy his 1 or 2 packs of match attack cards. And as you've already said, you know, their kids swapped them. You did it yourself with the gum when you were a young guy.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're probably, or maybe his only outlet for, you know, maybe his, I suppose, interacting with other kids where they, you know, they collect what he's done.
Okay, I presume he's just a lovely young fella doing what boys do when they're kids, and they go to the shop and they get their sweets or their cards or whatever, and that's just a normal thing to do in a shop like yours.
It is indeed, and you know, he's inoffensive, he's mannerly, he's well behaved, he comes in, does his business and goes, and there's never an issue, and there hasn't been a problem with him. And it's unfortunate that he should have been targeted. And, you know, he's a challenged and is vulnerable, and it's an appalling thing to happen to any child. Not am I to say, you know, a person in the whole of their health, but a young fellow who's challenged, as I say, and maybe not in a position to stand up for himself.
Have you seen him since the attack?
No, I haven't. No, I don't think he's... Well, I haven't seen him since the end of last week, Friday. Yeah.
My heart goes out to him. I mean, you know, they forced him to eat sticks, twigs, and then made him expose himself, and then of course on they went on to online to it and everything. I hope that it's utterly unavailable on online and on Facebook or whatever, and the right people.
When the word got out as to, you know, that it was up on Facebook, I think the person who filmed it took it down straight away, but and too late, because, you know, the way kids operate on Facebook at the minute, the word got out, and, you know, with friends and befriending people. I think the Gardaí are following a number of lines of inquiry, and hopefully it could be solved in the next couple of days.
I hope so. What's the feeling in the shop? Are people talking about it around there?
Well, they're almost afraid to talk about it, because, like, it's one of these things that, you know, you would hope would never happen to anybody, least of all one of your own. Like, but a young guy, 14 years of age, who is, as I said, challenged, and to be picked on and to be abused in such a fashion is the appalling thing to happen.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, I was that kid going to the shop buying the car. I suppose that's why it's striking such a chord. And then the next thing, he's dragged out and made a fool of by nasty bullies. And that's what makes it so sickening. Right, Martha. John, what can we do? Martha wants to buy match attacks for this young fella. Can she, or how can she? What can we do?
Well, she can always contact the shop at any time, and I'll deliver them to the house for the young guy.
Will you?
it's only, as I say, it's only up around the corner. And, you know, he's a nice guy, nice, decent family and decent people. And whatever Martha wants to do, I'll certainly accommodate. And I can give her my telephone number afterwards on off air if you want.
We'll put you in touch and she can pay by card over the phone or something like that.
Which,
and,
yeah. Or anybody else that wants to do something similar, I'd certainly entertain it.
It's the Mace in Carrigaline. If anyone wants to do something more discreetly or whatever you want to do, that might be a nice gesture. And please pass on our very best to that young man and his family. Tell him that there's lots of fans of his out here wishing him the very best.
I will indeed.
Thanks for your time, John.
Okay, Ryan. Thank you, Martha.
Martha, that's a very thoughtful thing to do.
It's you know, it's just the least that anyone could do, and I appreciate you getting in touch with John, and I'll be definitely following up.
Yeah.
Because it's a beautiful thing after such a disgusting event.
Okay, well, look, thanks a million for that.
Thank you.
It's a nice way of getting around it, and if people want to get in touch, they can. Sorry, John, are you online or Mace? They can look up Mace and carry the line, they'll find you.
Yeah, I'll give you my email address if you want it, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It's JAC,
John A. Collins, yeah?
Yeah, WPS, which is Water Park Stores.
Right.
At aircom.net.
Okay, that's probably too complicated to on the fly, so just go to look up Mace and Carrigaline, we'll
Mace
find
Mace
and
Water Park, yeah.
That's easy. All right, thanks a million for your time, John. Nice to talk to you.
Okay, Ryan.
And right. Martha, thank you for that lovely thought. I think we need that little beacon of light in a dark world, so appreciate your time this morning.
Lovely, thank you.
Take
Bye.
Care.